Oh, do you want to know about the cave disputes? Do you?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Thomas, like I said, liked to look out over his cave, and his cave was what part of the Thomas group of caves that they owned in the area. Show caves were a way for people to make money, draw people into the area, and he wanted to do what he could do to bring as much money as he could into his pocket and into the area. So Hidden River Cave was not named Hidden River Cave when it was first opened, and he had a contest to name the cave. And Dr. Danann in Three Springs, I believe, won that contest and named it Hidden River Cave. Obviously, there is a cave, a river hidden in the cave. And that was part of the contest. The rights to the cave back at those in those days were a little bit murky because caves obviously aren't right under that huge opening to the cave that are there, that's there. And the cave passageways go over large areas underneath the streets of Horse Cave, all the way underneath what is now the CSX Railroad, was then the L&N Railroad, and over into what is a huge dome over on the other side of the railroad. There were always problems with pollution. We didn't have the EPA back then or the environmental laws that we do now. Just regular disputes. I know that that Dr. Harry Thomas and Clarence Owens, who was another businessman in town who owned the Owens Hotel and the building that was the Owens Hotel Cafe, one of the yellow buildings that is built now right on US 31W. And when US 31W was rerouted through downtown Horse Cave, that building was built, and another building right next to it was built out of the same yellow brick, and that was a service station. So they had a fast food and a gas station in the 1930s, which was, another pioneering thing that Clarence Owens did. Dr. Thomas was the pioneer with all the engineering and electrical, and evidently Clarence Owens was the financial pioneer. That service station was, the downfall of Hidden River Cave, actually. For years, Dr. Thomas had tried to trace the pollution into the cave, and he was able, because that was the only service station, he could prove that that's where the gas and oil that was leaking into the cave and adding to pollution that had been building up for years came from. So he took Clarence Owens to court. He sued him for pollution of the cave. And Clarence Owens then countersued for trespassing on his property because that cave portion that he was polluting was on his own property underneath his building. And the judgment came down. Referring to the statute that says your property is your property to the center of the earth. So Clarence Owens, one, got to continue polluting the cave that was on his own property because there weren't any environmental laws at the time. And that was the last straw, the final straw of pollution that closed Hidden River Cave in the 1940s. And it was closed for 50 years after that. And I was on the city council actually when the EPA fine for pollution that was causing the town to have such a horrible odor that kept us from adding any industry or any large businesses was $10,000 a day. Then it reached Mammoth Cave National Park. When the pollution reached Mammoth Cave National Park, the fine rose to $25,000 a day. We were in the process of trying to create a regional sewage system to clean that up and divert the water and the pollution away from the water that would be ultimately our drinking water. And there were threats, there were bribes, things going on to keep this from happening, because there were businesses that dumped into sinkholes that would cost them a lot of money to be able to have to do the right thing and recycle their effluent in the correct way. And it would also cause our bills to rise, our sewage rates to rise a lot. At that time, most sewage rates in the area were fairly low, even though in other parts of the United States they were high. And relatively speaking, the rise wouldn't be that big, but regionally speaking, it would. We tried to call a meeting every day to get a quorum to be able to do this. And we were unable to do that for several weeks with these daily calls for meetings due to what we assumed were the bribes and the threats. Finally, we got a quorum in the parking lot of the hospital where the mayor at that time had been hospitalized for stress because of the situation. We got a quorum, passed the ordinance that would create the regional sewage system. That was the first step to cleaning up Hidden River Cave, and it reopened. And when I was mayor, I was able to cut the ribbon for the opening in 1993.